Tama Bandhu, Ani Bagi Nino, Jai Veeam. So again, we're going to do our jugal bandi with the people next door. But we found we win in the end. But I'm very pleased indeed that so many of you have come tonight. Most people in Bombay are getting ready to get drunk. That's at least what they do in England. They just get very drunk on New Year's Eve. So people are off to get to their parties and so on. But we're going to get really happy with Dhamma. And it's really good to see the new year in with Dhamma. And we've got a really important topic to take up tonight. Because we're going to look at the last step in our fourfold action plan. So you remember we've looked at working on ourselves. Through practicing Shila, Samadhi and Prajna. Through Shila, Samadhi, Prajna, you make yourself into a citizen of the land of liberty, equality and fraternity. And you make yourself fit to lead other people. If you have no spiritual development yourself, you have no right to lead other people. If we want to change others, we need to change ourselves first. Then we've looked at forming Sangha. Setting up for ourselves with our friends, support, human support for our spiritual efforts. And creating a working team that can spread the Dhamma and help other people. Then over the last two nights we've been looking at sharing the Dhamma with all people in India. We want to share Dhamma with all people in India so that we can change the mind of all the citizens of this great nation. So that's the journey we've been on so far. And I hope that those of you who've been following us so far have made deep decisions about your own lives. I hope under each of these headings you've decided what you can do. Your followers of Baba Sahib, he now needs your work. And all of you can do something. But we've got one more step to go. We've got the fourth element of the fourfold action plan. And that is helping those who are suffering. So, we can start off by asking, why should we help people who are suffering? Well, in a way, it's perfectly obvious. Suffering is suffering. Of course we want it to end. Whether it's our own suffering or the suffering of others, of course we want it to end. But for the Buddha Dhamma, the ending of suffering is the essence of Dhamma. That's the purpose of the Buddha Dhamma. We practice the Buddha Dhamma to end our own suffering and to help others to end theirs. And we can't just end our own suffering. We must help others to end theirs. We can understand this a bit better by looking at what a Buddha is. A Buddha is what we're aiming to become ourselves. And we've seen that a Buddha is one who gains prajna. And a prajna means a deep insight into the true nature of this life, of this existence. And with prajna, with deep insight, you see that there's no isolated self. There's no Atman. An Atman is a self that is completely cut off, separate from everybody else. There's no fixed, unchanging Atman. Each of us is made up of streams of ever-changing energy. And all that energy is bound up with the energy of others. We're all deeply linked with each other. The Buddha sees that all life is one. We're all deeply connected with each other. The Buddha sees that your suffering is my suffering. My suffering is your suffering. So of course we want to remove my suffering. That's often our motivation for taking up the Buddha Dhamma. But as we gain in spiritual depth and understanding, we realize more and more that your suffering is my suffering. I can't be completely happy if you're not happy. So prajna gives rise to maitri and to karuna. Prajna is karuna. Karuna is prajna. If you have prajna, you have karuna. If you have karuna, you have prajna. So, the care for others' suffering is deep in Buddhism. And as we develop spiritually, we become more and more aware of the interconnectedness of all of our lives. And it's not just a question of human beings being linked. All living creatures are linked together.
जे काही जीवंत प्राणी आहेत ते सर्वजण एकमेकांशी अशा प्रकारे जुळलेले आहे, संबंधित आहे.
And that's why so many Buddhists become vegetarians.
आणि म्हणूनच अनेक जे बौद्ध आहेत ते शाकाहारी झालेले आहेत.
It's not because of ideas of ritual purity or anything like that.
तर काहीतरी म्हणजे आपलं पवित्र राखणं किंवा काही विधी आहे असं नव्हे.
It's because we don't want to kill, we don't want to deprive living creatures of their lives.
तर आपल्याला कोणाचा म्हणजे आपण वध करावा असं वाटत नाही, कोणाचं जीवन आपण हिरावून घ्यावं असं आपल्याला वाटत नाही.
So this linking with other beings is essential to Buddhism.
आणि बुद्ध धर्मामध्ये असं इतरांशी आपला संबंध पाहणं ही अतिशय केंद्रीभूत अशी बाब आहे.
If we're practicing Shila Samadhi Prajna, we're becoming more and more aware of the connection that we have with other beings.
आणि जर समजा आपण शील समाधी प्रज्ञेचं आचरण करीत असू तर आपण अधिक अधिक जागृत होऊ की जे इतर लोक आहेत त्यांच्याशी आपलं काहीतरी नातं आहे.
So yes, the Buddha Dhamma helps me to overcome my suffering.
आता बुद्ध धर्मामुळे माझं जे दुःख आहे त्या दुःखातून बाहेर पडण्यासाठी मला मदत झाली.
It helps me overcome the mental habits that lead to my suffering.
आणि बुद्ध धर्मामुळे मला मदत झाली की माझी जी काही मानसिक माझ्या सवयी होत्या ज्याच्यामुळे मी दुःखामध्ये जात होतो त्याच्यातून बाहेर येण्यासाठी मला मदत झाली.
But as I overcome my own suffering, I become more and more sensitive to yours.
आणि जसा मी माझं जे काही दुःख आहे त्याच्यातून बाहेर पडलो तसंच मग तुमचं जे काही दुःख आहे त्याच्याबद्दल मी संवेदनशील झालो.
So my practice of the Dhamma becomes as much helping you to come out of your suffering as helping me to come out of mine.
आणि मग माझ्या धम्माचं आचरण असं झालं की जसं मी माझ्या दुःखातून बाहेर पडतो आहे माझं आचरण त्याच्यासाठी मदत करत आहे त्याचबरोबर माझं जे आहे इतरांच्या दुःखातून त्यांना बाहेर काढण्यासाठी सुद्धा कार्य होत आहे.
So this question that we're going to be looking at tonight is very, very deep in the Buddha Dhamma.
आजच्या रात्री हा जो काही प्रश्न आपण पाहणार आहोत तो बुद्ध धर्मामध्ये अतिशय सखोल असा आहे.
But one thing needs to be very clear.
परंतु एक गोष्ट अतिशय स्पष्ट असावी.
That there are different kinds of suffering.
वेगवेगळ्या प्रकारचं दुःख असतं.
Some of those kinds of suffering the Dhamma itself can help to remove.
आता काही दुःख असं आहे की धर्मामुळे त्याला आपण दूर करू शकतो, धर्मामुळे मदत होऊ शकते.
In fact, the Dhamma eradicates those kinds of suffering.
तर खरं म्हणजे धर्म जे आहे अशा प्रकारचं जे काही दुःख आहे ते दुःख पूर्णपणे नाहीसं करतं.
But some kinds of dukkha the Dhamma definitely cannot remove directly.
परंतु काही दुःख असं आहे की प्रत्यक्षपणे धम्म त्याला दूर करू शकत नाही.
This is very important again.
हे अतिशय महत्त्वाचं आहे.
Some people say, well, people should just practice the Dhamma.
आता काही लोक असं म्हणतात की केवळ धम्माचं आचरण करा.
They may be starving, let them just practice the Dhamma and they'll be free from suffering.
आता समजा कोणी उपाशी म्हणत असेल तर त्यांना राहू द्या, तसं केवळ त्यांनी धम्माचं आचरण केलं पाहिजे.
But of course what will happen is they'll just die of starvation, they won't gain enlightenment.
आता काय होईल मग उपाशाने पोटी तो माणूस मरून जाईल, त्याला काय बुद्धत्वाची प्राप्ती होणार नाही.
But just spiritual practice is not enough.
केवळ आध्यात्मिक आचरणच पुरेसं नाही.
There are some forms of suffering that the Dhamma directly cannot shift.
आता काही दुःख असं असतं की त्या दुःखाला प्रत्यक्षपणे धम्म काही मदत करू शकत नाही.
It's said that there are three levels or kinds of suffering.
आता असं म्हटलं जातं की दुःखाच्या तीन प्रकारच्या पातळ्या असतात.
This is quite an important Buddhist teaching.
आणि बुद्धाची एक महत्त्वाची शिकवण आहे.
Sometimes in the Buddha Dhamma we say that all life is suffering.
आता बुद्ध धर्मामध्ये असं म्हटलं जातं की प्रत्येक जो काही माणूस आहे तो दुःखात आहे.
But actually that's not what the Dhamma says.
परंतु खरं म्हणजे धर्म हे म्हणत नाही.
It says that there is always suffering in life.
तर असं म्हटलं जातं की जीवनामध्ये नेहमी दुःख असतं.
Some of course there's happiness too.
परंतु तिथे सुख सुद्धा असतं.
But you can never completely avoid some kinds of suffering.
परंतु काही दुःख असं आहे की त्याला पूर्णपणे तुम्ही टाळू शकत नाही.
Even the Buddha, while he's got a body, can't avoid some kinds of suffering.
आता बुद्ध सुद्धा त्यांना शरीर होतं म्हणून काही जे दुःख आहे ते सुद्धा टाळू शकले नाही.
So this clears up a lot of confusion.
आता अनेक जो आपल्या मनामध्ये गोंधळ आहे याच्यामुळे तो स्पष्ट होईल.
So let's go through those three different kinds of suffering.
आता हे तीन वेगवेगळ्या प्रकारचे जे दुःख आहे ते आपण पाहूया.
This is a very important teaching which is not often heard.
हे अतिशय महत्त्वाची शिकवण आहे, बऱ्याचदा ही शिकवण आपण ऐकत नाही.
So first of all there is dukkha dukkha.
पहिली बाब म्हणजे दुःख दुःख होय.
Actual suffering.
खरंच जे आपल्याला दुःख होतं.
The suffering that hurts.
अशा प्रकारचं दुःख ज्याच्यामुळे काहीतरी आपल्याला म्हणजे दुखापत होत.
If I punch Shimogu City, he'll experience dukkha. Actually, I'm going to be very careful because he used to do karate. And I might end up suffering myself. But yes, there's actual suffering, dukkha, dukkha. When you're ill, when you're wounded, when you're sick, when you're very, very weak. When you lose things that are important to you. So that's the first level of suffering. Actual physical suffering. The Buddha himself feels this kind of suffering. Then there's viparinama dukkha. This is the dukkha that comes from change. Life is change. Everything is always in process. Life never stays still. But we want it to stay still. We have something we like, we want that to stay there. We want it to go on like that. But life is change. So you think of those terrible images on the television over these days. You think of those terrible images on the television over these days. Those people on the beach in Sri Lanka or Thailand or Tamil Nadu. They were just going about their daily lives. There were tourists from England just swimming in the beach. Just villagers fishing and so on. They thought it was just going to be another day. But then this huge wave from the sea completely destroys their lives. So all the time, these waves are coming in on us. All the time, what we know is being swept away. All the time, we want things to be as they are, and they're changed. They're swept away by the waves of change. So, if we're attached to things, change gives us great pain. We know that pain most extremely in the death of loved ones. But all the time, what we want is being taken from us. And even when it isn't being taken from us, we know that it can be. So there's the pain of insecurity. So you saw that in Tamil Nadu yesterday. The word came that there was another of these waves on the way. And you saw people just running away. So all the time there's the fear that change will come again. So, parinama, dukkha, is the pain that we feel because of change. But the actual pain of change, the pain of actual change, but the insecurity from possible change. Then the Buddha says that there's a deeper level of dukkha too.
परंतु मग बुद्धाचं म्हणतात की सखोल असाने सुद्धा एक दुःख
असतं. दिस इज संकार दुःख.
याला संकार दुःख म्हटलेलं आहे.
द दुःख दॅट कम्स फ्रॉम बीइंग कंडिशन्ड. Well, we've got a very clear example of this. Somebody's born into a particular caste. And that caste conditions them. It conditions them from outside social expectations. And it conditions them inside with the mental conditioning. And this is painful. This is deeply painful. You are not a member of a caste. You're a human being. We're more than human beings. We're consciousness that has the potential for enlightenment. But because we define ourselves by certain conditionings, we limit ourselves.
आणि मग आपण स्वतःला एखाद्या विशिष्ट प्रकारच्या संस्कारितेमध्ये पाहतो आणि अशा प्रकारे मग आपण मर्यादित होऊन जातो.
There's a famous fairy story in England.
आता इंग्लंडमध्ये एक अशी अतिशय प्रसिद्ध अशी परिकथा आहे.
One day a little baby swan got lost from its parents.
आता एक दिवशी काय झालं की छोटासा म्हणजे जो हंसाचा पिलो आहे कुठेतरी हरवून गेला.
And it couldn't find its parents, so it swam around going peep peep or whatever noise they make.
आणि मग त्याचे आई वडील त्याला काही सापडले नाही तर पीप पीप अशा प्रकारचा आवाज करतो इकडे तिकडे फिरू लागला.
And it saw a family of ducks.
आणि मग त्याला तिकडे काहीतरी बदक दिसले.
So it swam up to the family of ducks.
आणि मग तो त्या बदकांकडे पोहत गेला.
And it thought, well, these must be my family.
आणि मग त्याला असं वाटलं की हे माझे कुटुंबीय असले पाहिजे.
So this little swan swam around with the ducks.
आता हा छोटासा जो हंसा आहे मग त्या बदकांसोबत पोहू लागला.
But of course he couldn't do it properly. It couldn't do it properly.
परंतु तो काही चांगल्या योग्य प्रकारे ते काय करू शकला नाही.
So when the ducks went quack quack, it went quack.
आता जेव्हा जे बदक आहेत अशा प्रकारचा आवाज करू लागले त्यांनी वेगळ्या प्रकारचा आवाज काढला.
I'm sorry, I don't know the proper noise, but don't know what noise ducks make in India.
आता मला सर म्हणजे वाईट वाटतं की आता भारतातील बदक कसा आवाज करतो ते मला माहिती नाही.
In England they go quack quack.
आता इंग्लंड मध्ये ते quack quack असं म्हणतात.
What noise is it here? Oh, that would be Vidarbha side. So the poor little swan, it trying to be a duck.
आता गरीब बिचारा जो हंसा आहे तो बदकासारखा होण्याचा प्रयत्न करू लागला.
And as it got older and older, the ducks began to say, "God, what a really ugly duck."
आणि मग अशा प्रकारे म्हणजे तो वाढू लागला आणि मग जे बदक आहे ते म्हणू लागले की हा किती क्रूर अशा प्रकारचा बदक दिसतोय.
So the poor little swan, it thought, "Well, I'm just an ugly duck."
आणि मग तो बिचारा जो हंसा आहे त्याला असं वाटलं की मी अतिशय क्रूर अशा प्रकारचा बदक आहे.
But one day it met a beautiful swan.
परंतु एके दिवशी तो अतिशय सुंदर अशा हंसाला भेटला.
So the swan, the little swan went quack quack.
आणि मग हा छोटा जो हंसा आहे quack quack करत त्याच्याकडे गेला.
And the big swan said, "What noise are you making?"
आणि मग जो मोठा हंसा आहे तो म्हणाला, "नाही कसला तुम्ही आवाज करतात?"
So the little swan said, "Well, I'm a duck and I'm making a duck's noise."
आणि मग तो म्हणाला की मी तर बदक आहे आणि बदकाचा आवाज मी काढतो आहे.
And the swan said, "No, you're not a duck, you're a swan."
आणि मग तो हंस म्हणाला, "अरे तू बदक नाही, तू हंस आहे."
No, I'm a duck. And eventually the swan managed to persuade the ugly duckling that it was actually a swan. Well, we're like that. We're trying to be something we're not really. We limit ourselves by the way we think about ourselves. We limit ourselves by the way we've been taught to think about ourselves. We're much, much more than we know we are.
आपण जे काही स्वतःला समजतो त्याच्यापेक्षा आपण खूप काही आहोत.
And trying to to be a duckling when you're really a swan is very, very painful. Because you can't do it very well, you won't fit. It's like trying to get something very big into something very small. So we limit ourselves and we suffer through our limitation. This goes very, very deep indeed. We identify ourselves with our caste and community. We identify ourselves with our class. We identify ourselves with our gender, with whether we're men or women. We identify ourselves with our nation. We identify ourselves with certain ideas from our culture. But really, we're much, much more than that. Really, we are Buddhas. But we limit ourselves to something so small, so insignificant. And that limitation is deeply painful to us. And we experience meaninglessness, frustration at a very, very deep level. So, we've got these three levels of dukkha. We've got dukkha dukkha, parinama dukkha, the dukkha of change, and sankhara dukkha, the existential or the suffering of life itself. So, which of those can the Dhamma remove? Well, obviously it can remove sankhara dukkha. Because it can teach us that we're actually Buddhas. It can help us to become Buddhas. It can help us to become what we really are. It can help us to break out of our conditioning. Then the Dhamma can help us to break free of parinama dukkha. We can't, of course, stop the parinama. All things are impermanent. This is the essence of the Dhamma. The law of change is the law of life. So we can't stop the change. But we can stop ourselves from suffering because of that change. We learn to accept change. We don't try to cling on to things and keep them as they were. We accept what comes to us and we let go of it when it goes. So the Buddha Dhamma teaches us detachment. We find sources of happiness within us, so we don't rely on happiness outside us. So what about dukkha dukkha? Well, the Dhamma cannot remove dukkha dukkha. As long as we've got bodies, they're going to suffer. And yes, we can be less anxious about that.
आता याच्याबद्दल आपण म्हणजे फार कमी काळजी करतो.
We can accept it more positively.
आपण अतिशय विधायकपणे याचा स्वीकार करू शकतो.
But dukkha, dukkha will be there as long as we have bodies.
आणि जोपर्यंत आपल्याला शरीर आहे तोपर्यंत अशा प्रकारचा दुःख दुःख आपल्याला येणार आहे.
The Buddha himself experienced intense suffering at the end of his life of this kind.
बुद्ध स्वतः त्यांच्या जीवनाच्या शेवटी अशा प्रकारचं जे दुःख आहे त्यांनी ते अनुभवलं.
So we can see then there's quite a big difference in the way we tackle these different levels of suffering.
आणि मग आपण पाहू शकतो की ह्या वेगवेगळ्या प्रकारचे जे काही दुःख आहेत त्या दुःखांना आपण कशा प्रकारे हाताळू शकतो.
The deeper level of suffering we need to remove through dhamma practice.
आता सखोल प्रकारचे जे काही दुःख आहे ते धम्म आचरणाने आपण दूर करू शकतो.
By giving ourselves a deep meaning and purpose to our lives, we will begin to escape from that samskara dukkha.
तर जीवनाला अतिशय महान असं मोठं ध्येय देऊन जीवनाचा चांगल्या प्रकारे उपयोग करून हा जो काही सखोल दुःखाचा भाग आहे तो आपण जीवनातून नष्ट करू शकतो.
As we practice the dhamma, we'll become more and more detached.
आपण जर धर्माचं आचरण केलं तर आपण अधिक अधिक अनासक्त होऊ.
We'll suffer less from change.
आणि जे काही परिवर्तन येतं त्याच्यामुळे आपलं दुःख जे आपल्यामध्ये फार कमी होईल.
When change comes, we'll be ready for it.
जेव्हा परिवर्तन होईल त्याच्यासाठी आपण तयार असू.
We'll let go.
आपण ते सोडून देऊ जाऊ देऊ.
When the old year goes, we'll welcome in the new.
आता जेव्हा जुना वर्ष जातो नवीन वर्षाचं आपण स्वागत करतो.
So the Dhamma helps us to solve suffering inside us.
Dhamma आपल्याला मदत करतो की आपल्या आतमध्ये जे काही दुःख आहे ते नष्ट करण्यासाठी.
It solves the deep existential suffering.
तर जे काही अस्तित्वाचं दुःख आहे ते दूर करण्यासाठी आपल्याला मदत करतं.
It solves psychological suffering.
तर जे काही मानसिक आपलं दुःख आहे ते दूर करण्यासाठी पण ते आपल्याला मदत करतं.
So we need to share Dhamma with others so that they can deal with these forms of suffering in themselves.
तर आपण इतरांसोबत धम्म वाढवून घेतला पाहिजे जेणेकरून अशा प्रकारचं दुःख
But what about that outer suffering, the suffering of the body? Even the Buddha feels pain. Even the Buddha can die of hunger. Real material suffering the Dhamma cannot remove. That is, it cannot remove it directly. The Dhamma might inspire us to help people, but it won't remove it in itself. So the Dhamma teaches us to feel the suffering of others. It teaches us to open up to their suffering. And it teaches us to respond to them in the appropriate way.
आणि धम्मा आपल्याला शिकवतं की त्यांचं जे काही दुःख आहे त्याला योग्य पद्धतीने आपण प्रतिसाद देऊ शकतो.
परिणाम दुःख आणि संस्कार दुःख वी डील विथ बाय टीचिंग द धम्मा.
परिणाम दुःख आहे आणि जो काही संस्कार दुःख आहे त्याला धम्माच्या माध्यमातून आपण हाताळू शकतो.
बट दॅट फिजिकल मटेरियल सफरिंग वी हॅव टू डील विथ बाय फिजिकल अँड मटेरियल हेल्प.
आता जे काही भौतिक प्रकारचं दुःख आहे शारीरिक प्रकारचं दुःख आहे तर अशा प्रकारचं दुःख जे आहे त्याला खऱ्या अर्थाने भौतिक रूपाने मदत करून शारीरिक रूपाने मदत करून असं दुःख आपण दूर करू शकतो.
All those people in Tamil Nadu, in Sri Lanka, in Indonesia, they need food, they need water.
आता श्रीलंकेमध्ये जे लोक आहेत तामिळनाडूमध्ये लोक आहेत इंडोनेशियामध्ये लोक आहेत त्यांना खरं म्हणजे अन्नाची गरज आहे पाण्याची गरज आहे.
And the Dhamma teaches us that we should give it.
आणि धम्म आपल्याला शिकवतो की हा वस्तू आपण त्यांना दिल्या पाहिजे.
That is the compassionate response of the Buddha.
आणि बुद्धाचा हा करुणेतून दिलेला प्रतिसाद होय.
So the Dhamma teaches us to open our hearts to other people.
मग धम्म आपल्याला शिकवतो की अशा प्रकारे आपलं जे हृदय आहे ते इतरांसाठी आपण आता खुलं केलं पाहिजे.
That's what we do in the Maitri Bhavana meditation practice.
आणि म्हणून आपण मैत्री भावना या ध्यान साधनेचा सराव करतो.
We'll be doing that practice tomorrow, by the way, so you can learn it if you've not done it before.
आणि उद्या आपण याचा सराव करणार आहोत मैत्री भावनेचा. जर आपण या आधी केलं नसेल तर उद्या तुम्ही हे शिकाल.
In that practice you systematically learn to develop loving kindness towards all other beings. You learn to feel for others all over the world.
तर जगामध्ये जे कोणी आहे त्यांच्यासाठी तुम्ही अशा प्रकारच्या तुमच्या भावना निर्माण करणं शिकता.
You start with yourself and try to feel well wishing towards yourself.
आणि तुम्ही स्वतःपासून सुरुवात करता, स्वतःबद्दलच्या ज्या काही चांगल्या भावना आहेत त्याचा विकास करता.
That's where it has to start.
आणि इथून आपल्याला सुरुवात करावी लागते.
Then you go on to a friend.
मग तुम्ही मित्रापर्यंत जाता.
Somebody you don't really know, a neutral person.
त्याच्यानंतर मग प्रयत्न व्यक्ती ज्याला तुम्ही ओळखत नाही त्या व्यक्तीपर्यंत जाता.
Then an enemy. Somebody you have difficulty with. Even they should receive your Maitri. And then you gradually spread it out wider and wider to all sentient beings. And this is a very, very powerful practice. So through this practice and through our Buddhist practice in general, we open up to the sufferings of those around us.
तर अशा प्रकारच्या या सरावामुळे बुद्ध धर्मामुळे आपल्या सभोवताली जे काही दुःख आहे त्याच्यासाठी आपलं हृदय आपण मोकळं करतो.
Now this can be very difficult.
आता हे अतिशय कठीण होऊ शकतं.
There's so much suffering.
खूप काही दुःख आहे.
There's so much suffering all around us.
आपल्या सभोवताली खूप काही दुःख आहे.
Even turning on the television at the moment, it's almost unbearable.
आता टेलिव्हिजन जेव्हा आपण सुरू करतो
the terrible story today of an Australian woman who had to decide which of her two children to let go of.
आता एक अतिशय भयंकर अशी बातमी होती एका ऑस्ट्रेलियन महिलेची. तर तिचे दोन मुलं होते तर तिला हे विचार करावा लागला की आता त्यांना कुठला मुलगा वाटवा.
She was being swept along by the storm and she couldn't hold on with both hands.
आता त्या तटावरती अगदी अशा प्रकारे ती म्हणजे वाहत पाहत होती आणि दोन्ही हातामध्ये मुलं होते आणि कुणाला वाटवावे तिला कळत नव्हतं.
She had to decide to let go of one of her children so that she could save the other.
आता तिला हा निर्णय घ्यावा लागला की एका मुलाला सोडून द्यावा लागेल जेणेकरून एक मुलगा ती वाचवू शकेल.
Now that's probably the worst decision a mother could ever make.
आता खरं म्हणजे हा जो निर्णय आहे एखाद्या आईसाठी अतिशय वाईट असा निर्णय होऊ शकतो.
I couldn't bear to watch. I just switched off. I couldn't see anymore.
आता खरं म्हणजे मी ते पाहू शकलो नाही तो टेलिव्हिजन मला बंद करून टाकावा लागला.
That suffering is going on all the time.
आणि अशा प्रकारचं दुःख नेहमी सभोवताली घडत असतं.
And we get two responses to it.
आणि याच्यासाठी दोन प्रकारे आपण प्रतिसाद देत असतो.
First of all, we get overwhelmed.
आता पहिल्यांदा म्हणजे आपण अतिशय त्याच्यामुळे हेलावून जातो.
It's so much, we just can't take it.
आता हे एवढं आपल्यासाठी असतं की त्याला स्वीकारणे आपल्याला फार कठीण असतं.
So we feel a sort of despair.
आपल्याला असं वाटतं की आपण आता अतिशय याच्यामुळे दुःखी झालेलो.
What can I do? We say.
आपल्याला वाटतं की आता मी काय करू शकतो.
I can't do anything.
मी काही करू शकत नाही.
Suffering is so vast. And I am so small. So we feel quite depressed, quite low, quite despairing. And we lose our will to act. They're back again. Then our second response is indifference. We just start not to see it. We just shut it down. So we just walk along, we don't see the beggars, we don't see the suffering all around us. I remember when I first came to India, the impact that all the suffering had on me. There's plenty of suffering in England, but it's not so obvious. And here the suffering is so material, so direct. You land at Chhatrapati Shivaji International Airport. And even as you come into land, you see all the hutments. And we can't imagine. imagine in the West living in those circumstances. And then when you come out of the airport, you see people with terrible wounds and illness and so on. So to begin with, you feel you can't bear it. You can't bear to walk around and look. But within a day, you've got used to it. You don't even notice. You learn to anesthetize yourself as if you've had an injection. So you just get on with your life and you ignore the suffering around. And we sort of have to do this. If we open ourselves up to that suffering, we just get overwhelmed and feel despair. So we close down and we become indifferent. But there's a middle way between those two. We can open up to that suffering, but do something about it. We can have the confidence that we are making a difference. We can't solve all suffering by ourselves. We can't solve all suffering by ourselves. There's too much of it. But we can feel ourselves to be part of a movement in history. Throughout history, from the beginning of time, there have been many, many people trying to help those suffering. And again, I felt this watching the television over these days. I've been particularly pleased because the people of England have responded so well. Apparently, crores of rupees are being given every hour just by people ringing in with their credit cards. And I'm proud to say that for once Britain has been the leader in this way. Usually we lag behind, but
yeah.
Yeah, okay. Dukkha is always there. Technological dukkha.
Technological dukkha.
It's a fourth category. So, yes, for once the British public have responded very, very well to the sufferings of the world. So you see that all over the world people are giving to help the sufferings of people in India and Ceylon and so on. So there are many, many people all over the world who do something to alleviate suffering. Yes, we know there are many who don't do anything. We know that there are many who cause suffering. But all the time, everywhere, there are people of goodwill trying to help end suffering. So it's as if we're part of a universal force or movement. Many people all over the world throughout history have responded to some deep force within the human mind.
Mm-hmm.
Deep down, we know that we are one. And many, many people respond to that force in their own minds without even knowing where it comes from. So you're not on your own. What you do is part of a whole process, is part of a movement within history. So this is important to feel that you're part of this force within history. You can't solve every suffering. It's beyond each individual. But you can do your share. So you can feel yourself to be part of this vast universal movement. And it's not just Buddhists, of course. It's people from all different religions and people from no religion. Of course, there are Buddhists and people from other religions who add to suffering. But there are people of goodwill from all different sections of the world who contribute to ending suffering. So you open your heart to that suffering. But recognize that you're part of a process, part of a force within history. But then you need to think, I can do something. You do have a contribution to make. Each of us can serve that process of alleviating suffering. Each of us has some skills, some abilities. Each of us can do something. Some of us have a lot of skills, some of us don't have many. Even sometimes it's enough just to smile at somebody. And we can all do that. But every one of us has abilities, every one of us has skills that we can contribute to ending suffering. But there's something more important that we have as human beings. Perhaps the most wonderful thing about us as human beings is that we can have a dream. We can imagine how things could be. We can have dreams of what we would like to contribute to the world. Baba Sahib had a big dream. A vast dream. His response to the suffering masses of India was liberty, equality and fraternity. It was conversion to the Buddha Dhamma. We all share that dream. But we also can have smaller dreams, dreams of immediate action. For instance, we could help with people who are addicted to drugs, for instance. We can help people to get education through hostels and balwadis and so on.
आणि आपण लोकांना शिक्षण घेण्यासाठी मदत करू शकतो बालवाडीच्या माध्यमातून वसतिगृहाच्या माध्यमातून.
We can have a dream of helping so many people in various ways.
तर आपण एक असं स्वप्न पाहू शकतो की अनेक माध्यमातून आपण अनेक लोकांना मदत करू शकतो.
We each of us need to think, what area would we like to work in?
आपल्यापैकी प्रत्येकाने हा विचार केला पाहिजे कुठलं माझं क्षेत्र असेल जिथे मी काही मदत करू शकेन.
What would make us feel that we really made a contribution?
तर माझं कुठलं असं कौशल्य आहे ज्याच्यामुळे मी माझं काहीतरी योगदान देऊ शकेन.
Dare to have a dream.
तर स्वप्न पाहण्याचं आपल्यामध्ये धैर्य असलं पाहिजे.
Dare to have a dream of solving suffering in some particular way.
आणि अशा प्रकारचं धैर्य असू द्या स्वप्न पाहण्याचं जेणेकरून हे जे काही दुःख आहे ते दुःख आपण दूर करू शकतो.
If you hold your dream clearly,
जर तुम्ही तुमचं स्वप्न अतिशय स्पष्टपणे पाहत असाल,
if you think it out carefully,
आणि तुम्ही त्याचा अतिशय स्पष्टपणे विचार करत असाल,
you can fulfill it.
आणि मग तुम्ही त्या स्वप्नाची पूर्तता करू शकता.
Think how much Babasaheb achieved.
आता विचार करा बाबासाहेबांनी किती काही साध्य केलेलं आहे.
So, think it through. Realize you are part of something much greater. You're doing it as part of a team, if you like, throughout history. You can make a difference. And dare to dream of yourself making a difference.
आणि अशा प्रकारचं स्वप्न पाहण्याचं धाडस असू द्या की तुम्ही सुद्धा काही परिवर्तन आणू शकता.
And set out to realize your dream.
आणि मग आपलं स्वप्न पूर्ण करण्यासाठी तुम्ही पुढे पाऊल टाका.
So what is your dream?
मग तुमचं स्वप्न काय आहे?
What would you like to see happen as a result of your work?
तर तुमचं कार्य म्हणून काय घडावं आता तुम्ही विचार करीत आहात.
Some of us are older and we haven't got so much time left to do that work.
आता आपल्याकडे बराचसा वेळ असतो असं काही कार्य करण्यासाठी.
So our dreams can't be so big. Our dreams can't be so big. Some of you are younger. Your dreams can be very big indeed. So dare to dream like Baba Saheb did. Baba Saheb wasn't overwhelmed by the suffering around him.
आता बाबासाहेबांच्या सभोवताली जे काही दुःख होतं त्याच्यामुळे एकदम ते काही गर्भगरी झाले नाही.
He didn't think, what can I do? I can't do anything.
त्याने असा विचार केला की मी काय करू शकतो माझ्याकडे करून काय घडणं शक्य नाही.
Baba Saheb wasn't indifferent to the suffering around him.
बाबासाहेब त्याच्या सभोवताली जे काही दुःख होतं त्याच्यामध्ये काही उदासीन पण झाले नाही.
He didn't say, oh, I'll just get rich, I'll just live comfortably.
आता त्याने असा विचार केला की आता आपण श्रीमंत झालो पाहिजे आपण चांगलं जीवन जगलो पाहिजे.
Baba Saheb dreamed of changing India. He dreamed of changing India to a land of liberty, equality and fraternity. Although his work is not complete, he achieved so much. So what will you do? What dream will you have? And how will you carry it out? I personally believe that the best thing we can do, the most important thing, is to spread the Dhamma.
आता व्यक्तिगत मला असं वाटतं अतिशय महत्वाची गोष्ट आपण करू शकतो आणि ती म्हणजे धम्माचा प्रचार.
That must be the basis of everything.
आणि जे काही आपण करू इच्छितो त्या सर्वांचा हा आधार ठरेल.
But there also needs to be a response to material suffering.
परंतु त्याचबरोबर भौतिक प्रकारचं जे काही दुःख असतं त्याला सुद्धा आपण प्रतिसाद दिला पाहिजे.
Now there are two aspects to this.
आता याचे दोन अंग आहेत.
First of all, there's the immediate problem itself. There's a drunken person in front of you, he's beating his wife and spoiling all his income. There is suffering right in front of you. Something has to be done about that. There's a family, nobody earning money. Something has to be done about that. There's a child not eating properly. Something has to be done about that. So we need to respond to the actual suffering of particular individuals. But usually particular suffering comes about because of a broader system. Why is somebody drinking? Usually people drink because they are in despair. Perhaps living in a very bad conditions. Just not enough money for looking after family. Perhaps a really horrible job, dirty and hard. You want some relief. In England we say you drown your sorrows. While you're drunk, no troubles. Some relief you get. They're waiting for you, of course, when you're no longer drunk. And in fact, they've got much worse. So you drink again. So there's a system within which people are condemned to a horrible life. That system has to be changed. There's a vast change in the whole system of the economy, politics, and society. We need to work at both levels. We need to answer the immediate practical problems. That's what we're doing, for instance, here at Bahujan Hitai, based in this place. We have projects to give young children education. Because often people living in slums, they have very little opportunity for real education. Then we're trying to help people with HIV prevention. HIV is ruining more and more lives in India. So we need to help people to know what this means and how to stop it. And well, there are many other projects that we're doing. We're doing drunkenness addiction prevention. And if you want to help, you can go to some of the desks here and offer yourself as a volunteer. Or do your own projects. Something I'm particularly concerned about is job creation. There's so much unemployment. And if people are unemployed, they drink, they beat their wives, they fight and quarrel. So I'm very interested in seeing if we can't find ways to help people to set up their own work. And I was talking with Dr. Jadav from the Bajaj Management Institute, and he was saying that he would like to help set up some programs for this. So you see a problem, you try to help. And I think it's important that each of us is doing something of this kind. So please think, what can you do to help some people who are suffering? If you're doing something, you won't feel despair. You'll be able to keep your heart open to the sufferings around you. You know you can't help everybody, but you know you are helping some. But there's the other level to be attended to. There's the deeper level of the system. But I don't just mean the system in this country. There's a world system. The people of Britain contribute to poverty in India. The European Union, of which Britain is a part, has big trade tariffs against agricultural products. India could export food to Europe, food would be cheaper in Europe, and people in India would be richer. But the system doesn't allow that. These systems have to be changed. At the world level, at the national level. We need to put pressure on our leaders to bring about these changes. We need to insist that our leaders bring about change on the basis of Sheila. And we can make our leaders listen to us. Politicians need petrol in their tanks. What is the petrol they need in their tanks? Your votes. So if they want your fuel, they have to do what you say. We have to demand of our leaders a great change in the system of this country. I have to make that demand of the leaders of my country. Remember, even the British who didn't have votes had to go from India when the people wanted them to do so. The British were here without anybody voting for them. But when the Indian people said go, they had to go. And that was without democracy. But with democracy, you can make your leaders listen. Now the people must speak. Demand a change in the system. And especially demand an end to the casteist basis of society. We must demand an end to corruption, to cronyism. An end to the system of partiality and casteism. We must appeal to our leaders. Not just politicians. Industrialists. Industrialists have to take responsibility for their industrial policy. Administrators, they must serve the people they are paid to look after. So to all these people we must make known the sufferings of the people. We must make sure that they respond. They will listen. If they are spoken to, they will listen. They need to listen because they need fuel in their tanks. Now it's not for me to go any further than this. This is not my country. I'm a guest here. I don't understand Indian politics. Nobody understands Indian politics. It's a wonderful thing, Indian democracy. It's one of the wonders of the world. But the people's power has not yet been mobilized. And we must work on that level to change the system. I believe that every one of you can do something here. You can use your vote. You can speak to people with power. You can speak the truth to people in power. And you'd be surprised how much they can listen. And of course, more and more of you must get into positions of power and influence so that you can change the system. So I hope that you know how to go forward in this respect. I think that we need to bring our energies together and really try to strive for this big change. Everybody will benefit. People have nothing to fear. Liberty, equality and fraternity will be good for everybody. We're not against anybody. We want everybody to live a good life. But we have to change the system that keeps people suffering. And everybody needs to learn how to speak the truth to people in power. I believe that every one of you could do this. You've got opportunities. You might not have thought of them, but there are opportunities for you. We need to reach out to other people and communicate what it's like to suffer in this way. There's so much to do. We need to join with people of goodwill all over the world. Buddhists need to come together. If we're united, we can make things change. But we can unite with people of goodwill from all different walks of life and all different religions. We must experience ourselves as part of a universal movement. It's beyond any particular religion. beyond any particular nation. There are people all over the world who want a better world. If we feel ourselves to be part of that great universal movement, we'll feel we can make our contribution. We won't be overwhelmed. We can realize our own capacity. Offer whatever you can. Dream of a change that you want to bring about. Dare to act out that dream. The only thing that will stop you from succeeding is your own lack of courage. It doesn't have to be a big dream, just a dream. Then have the courage to act upon it. Realize your own capacity and will. So let's spread the Dhamma to change people's hearts. The more people practice the Dhamma, the more they will open their hearts to others and work for change. Do something to help those in immediate need. Work to change the system. Make your contribution to changing the whole political and social system. Well, we're entering a new year. In just a few hours, in just 2 3/4 hours, it'll be 2005. Yes. Well, a new year is a new beginning. So dream what you can achieve in 2005. You can change the world. If each of us makes our contribution, the world will change. So, Jai Bhim, Om Mani Padme Hum, Happy New Year!